Angela Nandine has three sons with autism. They're thriving, she says.
And they are thriving in their own ways. And I am their voice. It is hard to understand them, but they are still thriving for who they are and where they are in life. And they're happy. And my husband and I are constantly educating ourselves in how to understand them better so we can meet their need so that they can have the best life they possibly can have.
Nandine is known as Big Ange, even in the halls of the Florida legislature. She says it's because she gets the job done. Her twin sons are 12 and her youngest son is 10. She found out they were autistic early on.
We weren't meeting milestones. And we did early intervention, and that's how they got diagnosed.
Because you were paying close attention.
Yes, very close attention.
And that early intervention was essential, Nandine says. That's why she backs the new autism law, which expands free screening and early detection opportunities. It also directs the Department of Health to apply for federal approval to extend eligibility for services under the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. That means children with developmental delays or disabilities would be able to continue receiving early intervention services in the Early Steps program until the child turns 4. Stephanie Norden has 4 teenage sons. The 2 oldest are 15 and have what she describes as severe cases of autism.
They had to wear helmets. When they would get frustrated for not being able to communicate their needs, they would just bang their head into the concrete, a wall, whatever. They slept in safety beds so that in the middle of the night, they wouldn't hurt themselves. They have neurological differences which impact their ability to understand when they're tired, so they don't sleep very much.
Norden is the founder and executive director of Autism Collier Resource Center and the co-founder of Autism Collier Charter School. She leads an advocacy group for families engaged with the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. She says part of her learning curve was realizing that the rest of her community had a lot to learn as well.
The boys have been on wait lists for years to get services they need to be able to have a meaningful life. And even those services have been very difficult to navigate. We do have a crisis of insufficient workforce.
But on the other side, Norden says, is the joy.
They are purely joyful. There's no inhibitions. They're purely mad too. But I know what I get with my boys, and they are sweet, wonderful young men who I am wildly excited to see transition into their next phase of life. But it has been a road.
The twins were diagnosed when they were 1 year old, thanks to a close friend who's a pediatric nurse. Norden says having more people in the community with the skills to recognize and support people with autism is crucial. Under the bill, the University of Florida Center for Autism and Neurodevelopment will develop a micro-credential so that instructional personnel can learn skills to help students with autism.
So that's the design of the bill. Let's get these kids help at the earliest possible moment of intervention, and let's make it quality. You know, having that micro-credential for the workforce is not just going to help the kids, it's going to help the workforce.
The new law was a priority for Senate President Ben Albritton, who championed the measure this year and later learned that his grandson, Brooks, has autism.
The good news is that many of the things that we've learned through all of this is already yielding results. But I'm convinced at this point that the biggest reason that we've been through all of this in the legislature is because of him. We didn't know it, but it's presenting itself now, and it's good. It's all good.
Albritton says he's committed to helping children and families with autism, and he's willing to put in more work next session if necessary. But he thinks this new law is a good start. I'm Margie Menzel.